It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25. We're going to begin reading with verse 31. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. We're going to read to the end of the chapter. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Love for you to visit the site. We've got many studies there. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Matthew chapter 25, beginning to read with verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto him on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came to thee? And the king said, king answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, ye took me in, not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and thirsty, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. Wonderful verses of Scripture. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity to come today and to enjoy this time. Please that you would guide and lead us through this study. We need your direction. We need the precious Holy Spirit to guide us through the study. And the only way, Father, that we can understand your word and get the blessing from it is if we know you as our Savior. We must come by faith to you. We know that as we come and as the word of God comes clearly to us and shows us the way of salvation, and that's the way the word works, we open up your word seeking your will, you will show us how to be saved. You'll bring us, you'll show us we're a sinner, we're lost, and you'll bring us right to the door that is comes open when we say yes to the Lord Jesus. So please, Father, just guide and lead us through this study today. Bring salvation to the heart that we may understand and know your will, because then the Holy Spirit comes to live within our hearts. Thank you, Father, for that precious gift of salvation. Please that all would come. Guide and lead us now through this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When we begin this, and we've really gotten through verse 31, but we're going to review that. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Now we're going to stop with that, and then we're going to kind of bring ourselves up to date here. To begin with, when it starts out with verse 31, it says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. The term Son of Man, the Jews were looking for a king. The Jews were looking for someone to save them from the Roman rule, not from their sin. They did not recognize that they were sinners, they were lost, and they're condemned already. And we don't see that. We see the people are good. We see that they do good works. They could do good deeds. And so, you know, God won't send them to hell. God sends no one to hell. He desires all will be saved. But the choice is yours. And you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. It's a personal relationship. It's something you will never forget the day that you trust the Lord Jesus. And so please come today. Invite him into your heart, and he will come in, and he will save you. So please understand that when this scripture verse here speaks of the Son of Man shall come in his glory, the Son of Man is not referring to him coming as a king. The Jewish people were looking for their Messiah, but they were looking for a king Messiah. They were looking for a Savior that would save them, again, from the Roman rule. Looking for a worldly king of great power to take them away from Rome. That's what they were looking for. So the Son of Man speaks of the Messiah Savior, not the Messiah King. He will come and he will rule as king, yes, but not now. Now he is coming to seek and to save those that are lost. He will come again as King of kings and a Lord of lords. And at that time he will sit upon the throne of his glory. So what are we speaking of here? And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, when he shall come, then all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So we also here have then behind him will be all the holy angels. And so now we come into verse 32 and 33. Before him shall gather all nations. This judgment is a judgment in the future. Let's go to a cross-reference here of 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. There's a time coming when he is going to bring us that rest we're looking for. This judgment that we're speaking of here in Matthew chapter 25, verse 32, 33, and on to the end of the chapter, this judgment is future. It is based of the judgment that concerning the treatment extended by Gentile nations towards the Jews during the tribulation. This is a time that will take place at the end of the tribulation, and this judgment, again, is based on one thing or two things, however you want to say it. The first is, will you care and treat my brethren, the Jews, or will you reject them? That is what this judgment is concerning. That's what this judgment is all about. Do not confuse this with the great white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Let's go back there and read that. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now remember that word there. I saw the dead, small and great, but the dead, only the dead, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged, once again that word, the dead, were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. That is the great white throne judgment. I just read it, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. Now, we're going to compare what we're looking at here in Matthew chapter 25, verses 32 and 33, with Revelation chapter 20. So you can clearly see this is two separate judgments. In Matthew, as we have read, there is no resurrection. In Revelation, there is a resurrection. Just go back there. I don't want you to miss this so we can really compare it. Revelation 20. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it from the face of the earth, and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Okay. The books were opened. So here in Revelation, there is a resurrection of the dead. The dead. So in Matthew, there is no resurrection. In Revelation 20, there is a resurrection. In Matthew, you'll find the living nations are judged. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the earth. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. And so we find that the living nations are judged. Who is judged in Revelation chapter 20? The dead are judged. I made a point of that. The dead are judged. Now in Matthew, the judgment takes place here on earth. It's the end of the tribulation. The judgment will take place here upon earth. In Matthew, in Revelation, the judgment takes place in heaven. We find here And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things. So we find that they were in the presence of God. They are judged in heaven. The next here is, there is no mention of books being opened in Matthew. We have no comment of that whatsoever. And again, he shall set, in verse 32 first, and before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another. There is no mention of books, but in Revelation there is. We've just read it a couple of times. The books were opened, and another book was opened. And so we have the reference of the books. And then also in Matthew, we have three classes of people, of subjects, so to speak. And so we have in the classes, we have the sheep, and we have the goats, and we have the brethren. And so those three are mentioned here in the scripture in Matthew chapter 25. Three different classes: the sheep, the goats, and the brethren. In Revelation, we have one class, and that class is the dead. That is all that's referenced there, is the dead. Now also then, the judgment is before the millennial reign of Christ in Matthew. But in Revelation, concerning the great white throne judgment, it is after the millennium. So you see, there's definitely two different judgments. Do not confuse the two. Two different times, two different peoples. And so please that understand that the Jews will not be part of the nations. And we have that back here in Numbers 23:9. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Numbers 23. Verse 9. For from the top of the rocks I will see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations. So you see, the Jews will not be part of the nations. The church cannot be in this judgment because the saints are already with the Lord Jesus Christ. They're raptured, you see. Once again, the calendar of events. We're in the church age right now. Next event that's going to take place on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. So all believers are going to go home and be with him during this tribulation period. And then we have the 7 years of tribulation, and that's when we're speaking of this judgment that is presented here in the book of Matthew. And then at the close of that, Battle of Armageddon is an event that takes place then. Also, then we usher in the millennial reign of Christ. That lasts 1,000 years, millennium, 1,000 years. At the close of that is when we will find this great white throne judgment. And as it speaks so clearly, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, those that rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Make the reference up above here. And the books were opened, that's all your works, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Back down to verse 15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Why would your name be not written in the book of life? It's because you have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not come by faith to him. So we find the church cannot be in this judgment because the saints are already with the Lord Jesus Christ judging the world. So the Jews and the church will already be judged. So now we're back to the sheep and back to the goats. And so let's return now back to Matthew chapter 25. And we'll look at these verses of Scripture because we found the date now. We are looking, the church is raptured before the tribulation, 7 years of tribulation. At the close of the tribulation is when this judgment takes place. That's the time period for you, so you can understand. So let's look, who is the sheep and who is the goats? And we find here that the nations, talks about the nations, separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. So let's take a look at who we have here. The sheep. They are the nations which have befriended the Jews during the tribulation. This is the Gentile nations now. We're not talking about the Jews. We're not talking about the church. We're talking about the Gentile nations during the tribulation period. There are going to be some that are going to stand with the Jews. They will help the Jews, and they are the sheep. And, of course, then the goats are those nations that refuse to help the Jews during the tribulation period. So we find, as we look at these verses of Scripture, very clear what we have. We have the time period. We have the participants, those that during the tribulation, these are Gentiles, and these are those that help or do not help. And so as we look at these verses of Scripture now, we can come down to the verse 34, Matthew 25, 34, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, those are the sheep, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Come ye, blessed of my Father. Jesus is always about, always has been, always about his Father's will. Let's look a few verses of Scripture up to confirm that. John chapter 10, Gospel of John. Chapter 10, verse 25. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Now let's look at the 30th verse of that same chapter. I and my Father are one. Let's look at the 14th chapter, verse 10. John 14:10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father which dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. You see, Jesus is always about doing his Father's will. Look at the gift that these on the right hand, the sheep, receive. Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. What a joy. What a joy. He goes on in verse 25 and explains some things. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and took me in. I was naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? You see, there's something here that I think that we need to see, and that is that they served and cared for the Jews. They served God and they cared for God's people, the Jews, in a very special way, even to the point that it may have cost them their life. And in many cases, I'm sure did. But you see, that wasn't their concern. Their concern was to do the Father's will. They did not do it for salvation because they were saved. They're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, not by works. But when you are born again, when you're saved, you will serve, and you do serve. But you don't expect payment in return. You don't do it for some reason. You do it because of the love that you have for your Savior, the Lord Jesus. That's why you do it. So you see, when they came back with the question, they says, what are you talking about? We don't remember ever doing this for you. And then we find here in verse 40, the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren. There we come. Over here we have the sheep and the goats, and now we find the brethren. The brethren is the Jews. You have done this service. You have sought out and helped the Jews during this trial and tribulation time. And that's just the same as if you've done it unto me, as of verse 40 says. So we need to see this. You know, the saved by grace, and grace produces works. And those works produced things of taking care of the hungry and the thirsty and the entertaining them when necessary, housing them, clothing them, visiting the sick, visiting them when they're in prison. All these things these folks did. And they did it because they are the righteous. They are saved. They were not thinking of a reward when they were serving. And again, the brethren is the Jews. What a joy. What a joy. Now, we have found and enjoyed what those believers did. Because you see, that is what you do. You serve. You work. You care for God's own. And the Jews are God's chosen people. They have rejected all these years. They have turned their back on him. But there's going to be a calling during the tribulation period. They're going to gather in millions of Jews unto Jerusalem and the surrounding area. And there is going to be preachers. And we're going to start there when we come back next time. We always run out of time. Because there is 144,000 preachers, 12,000 from each tribe. And we're going to read in Revelation chapter 7, and that'll tell us about those and what the result as they preach the gospel. So those are the preachers. Those are the ones that went out and got saved. And we find here there's going to be nations that's also going to be saved as well. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?